Chapter 69. Celeste and Ron were talking on the telephone. "We should start looking for a place to have a reception," she said. "Isn't it too soon for that?" "Some people book these things a year in advance," said Celeste. "Why?" "They just do. There's a lot to consider, Ron. I have something to tell you." "Okay." "I'm going to have my marriage annulled." "How can you do that? I thought you could only do that if you hadn't had sex." "In the Catholic Church, you can do it if one of the people tries to avoid having children. Andrew Cagliari had surely qualified for that. The problem was that there was now a baby, and he had accepted the responsibility to contribute to her support. But Celeste was willing to trade. She would allow him unsupervised visitation if he agreed to the annulment. "Are we just going to have like a cookie-cutter wedding?" said Ron. "I hope not. I think we can do better than that." "I do too. I think that's why I've always hated weddings." "We'll make ours special and memorable," said Celeste. "I think so too," Ron thought, and felt and spoke. "I don't blame anyone for having doubts about us." He stopped and smiled and then laughed. "That's not really true." He heard the Rolling Stones in his head and Mick Jagger singing those words. Ron said, "I said that, then I heard the Rolling Stones song that begins, 'I'm a leaping, screaming monkey and all my friends are junkies,' but that's not really true. Do you remember that song?"
"I remember it."
"Why did you think about it?"
"Just because of the words, I guess. I'm not sure. Things popping in and out of my head all the time."
"I don't blame them for doubting, but I wish they could be more kind about it."
"My dad's been okay," said Ron, hopefully. "The only thing is that I'm not sure if that's just because he doesn't care enough about what happens."
Celeste heard that, and it caused a ripple to pass through her. She knew that her parents cared, didn't she? She found herself drawn to his voice when he spoke again. "Part of me is like him. I used to think that part was cool and strong."
"What do you mean?"
"When you can put yourself in a place where nobody can get to you."
"I never want to be in that kind of a place," said Celeste. Another ripple. Was that as honest as she could be? "Maybe I did a little. But I like people. So, my mom wants to have the ceremony at her church."
"Ron, there has to be a priest. There just does."
"I thought about that. There's a guy that I teach with. He's from my old neighborhood. Maybe he would do it. He's Italian. They could do it together, Protestant and Catholic."
"I need to get the annulment for him to be able to do that."
"I'll talk to him tomorrow," said Ron.
They listened to each other breathe for a while. It was comforting.